you're about to meet some other Pittsburgh students who are a little bit older. They're involved with a great program that is done by A-plus schools that is known as Teen Block. We have two people for you to meet. We'll start with Maisie Johnson. Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I go to Shadyside Academy, and I'm 13 years old, and I don't know.
You live in Verona?
Yes, I do.
What do you like to do? We'll talk about your projects in a moment, but what do you like to do for fun?
There's a little park up there. I don't think most people know about it because it like, only has like monkey bars or swings, but I like going up there with my siblings.
It's nice to have a spot like that you can call your own. Is it near the river?
Not really. That's, I think, Riverview Park or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great to be able to do that. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother who's 10, and then I have two little siblings. I have a sister who's 4, and then another sister who's 5.
What are their names?
Liam, Rowan, and Lennon.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And then also with us is Griffin Shea Wood. Hello.
Hi.
And can you tell me, you're from Central Northside at Pittsburgh Kappa, is
yeah.
that right? And tell me a bit about yourself.
So I'm a vocal major at Kappa, so I sing a lot, and we do a bunch of concerts and operas. So I really enjoy singing, and I also enjoy hanging out with my family.
Excellent. I would imagine that's a career option you're considering.
Yeah, I also want to go into special effects makeup.
Interesting. How come?
I always just really liked it, and it's kind of intrigued me. So it's like a big stress reliever for me.
Well, that's great. Do you know Tom Savini at
yeah.
all? Yeah. I'm glad you do. Tom Savini, if you don't know, he's from Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, and a lot of the George Romero films. Maisie, have you thought about a career or what you might want to do after you graduate?
Not necessarily, but I do want to go into a lot of theater or musical theater things.
Oh, you too. I can tell how you bonded and became friends since you both have that interest. And you're both in eighth grade. You're both 13. And I'll let you sort of take over. I'll interject too, but tell me about the projects you're doing with A-plus schools.
So we're actually working on a project together, and for our project we're doing like sexism and racism and how it's like experienced on people. So we're doing interviews and taking pictures and like doing photography for all of it.
What a good idea. So you're considering both isms, probably more than
yeah.
those two as well,
yeah.
In the intersectionality of them. Do you want to explain that a little more?
Okay, so for one of our projects, what we kind of want to do is we want to take pictures, not necessarily of people's faces, but of things that represent them or things that they've dealt with through society, especially if they have had racism or sexism affect them. And we want to take pictures of something that represents that with them doing. And then we want to put their pictures and their stories into a little booklet.
That's a great idea. Please continue.
So then we had a zine, like we went to a zine fair and we presented our zines that A-plus schools and T-Block made over the summer. And some man came up to us and looked at our zines and told us that him and his friends made a zine similar to the things that we made our zine about. So we just thought it was interesting that it was going on then and it's still going on now. So we want to actually interview our parents and like a few other people so we can compare what's going on now and what was happening to see if it's the same.
And what are the when we talk about these isms, racism and sexism, it's not necessarily as simple as being mean to somebody or limiting opportunities. It's just treating people differently, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that's pretty much when you break it all down, it's as simple as let's treat each other with equity and equally?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I want to understand these photos better. If you were taking a photo of me, I would imagine you might take a photo of a microphone, not of my face. Would that, is that mm-hmm. when you say you want to take pictures that aren't necessarily of the person first, would it be clothing or their job? Or I just want to be sure. I might not get it either, yeah. So let me make sure I understand.
So one of the things that kind of inspired for, like, the photos is I saw this one picture on Instagram where it was, like, a half-eaten apple, but it showed the front part of the apple, and then it had a mirror behind it with the bite out of the apple, and it was labeled, "You never know what's going on in someone's life." So that also, like, really inspired the whole photography part.
That's awesome. Do you have anything to add, Maisie, about that?
Well, we kind of want to listen to their stories, and if there's anything that really stands out in their stories or anything that they keep bringing up, an object or a part of them, we want to kind of represent that.
How do you think you'll present this work? I guess it'll be a zine with their story or no?
So we haven't, like, booked the place yet, but sometime in the spring we are going to, like, be at, like, a coffee shop, and I'm also going to be doing, like, an interactive special effects makeup and teaching people how to do it. So some of the things, everyone's going to, like, show their things. Like, we're going to make a video of all the pictures and, like, the interviews that we've recorded. And then we're going to have people, like, they can either learn how to do the special effects makeup, or they can just, like, put some, like, bad names or some things that they were called into a little bucket, and we're going to pick some out, and basically it's going to be like your skin is kind of being peeled back, and it shows the words that you were called to show people that you can look how you are, you can look happy, but you're inside, you might be hurting because of some name that someone called you.
Wow, who thought of that?
Kind of both of us.
they looked at each other. What a good idea. So again, I want to be sure folks understand as they listen to the radio, you could with probably not a Sharpie, but something that's more washable.
Eyeliner.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know about these things at all, but you could you could write, like, labels or categories or names, like, right on your face, and then you're going to put makeup on top of that, and then, oh, how cool. So, folks, that's a great message that'll stay with people for a long time, that that veneer is hiding. We think of makeup as typically hiding physical things on our face, but in this case it's hiding mental or emotional scars, right?
Yeah.
What a great idea. Is this are you working on other projects with Teen Block right now, or is this the primary one?
So this is our primary one, but on Tuesday we're doing a teaching at Pitt. So we're, like, teaching teachers kind of, like, how things that we were called are just, like, certain things that can help them understand better to be a teacher rather than just them going in with, like, the basic teacher knowledge, but instead they're hearing from kids what they face in schools.
That's a great thing to do too. We do a little work like that sometimes where we will record students talking about their lives, like parentalized students. You probably both are familiar with that issue. If you're like your age, 13, and if you have to take care of your younger siblings, I see you looking. Yes. Do you do that?
Yeah, I do babysit them a lot. Not a lot, but, like, I'll babysit them maybe, like, once or twice a month while my parents can, like, go to a Steelers game or something, and I'll just babysit them so my parents can do something.
Which is nice of you to do that. And some, I mean, there's some kids that get their younger siblings ready for school every day, and you get to school as the older sibling, and you may be a little tired or a little hungry. Teachers need to understand the context of your life if you happen to do that. So will you be covering things like that at the teach-in?
Yeah, like my friend Tyler from Teen Block, we're going to be doing something together where we're kind of talking about, like, disabilities, mental health, and, like, stuff like that. and then everyone is just doing a small part about their life at the kitchen.
What a great idea. How can people keep in touch with the work that you're doing? Are you publishing it anywhere? Is there a social media page?
Yeah, we have an Instagram. Mm-hmm.
And it's simply teen block?
So it's teen underscore underscore block underscore underscore, I believe.
And block is spelled B-L-O-C with no K.
Great. I'd like you to come back on and talk more about this as it evolves. And also, I'll give you some information. We have some internships here if you want to get involved in getting this work out even further. I love the idea, both of these projects. Now, you don't have the party or the event scheduled yet, right? Mm-hmm. That'll be later. Let us know when it is so we can invite people to it. I love that idea. And then you'll be having the videos that still need to come forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. How can people help you? Do you need any help other than support and ears and eyes?
I don't think currently, but do you know anything?
I feel like we're always open to having new people come also because, like, we don't really, like, we have some people, but it would be great to have, like, more people, especially because you could see all these different people and they could all be coming to share different stories. So
a more diverse group of students. And Teen Block's open to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So probably the best way to do that is, let me see if I remember, it's teen underscore underscore B-L-O-C underscore on Instagram.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got that right. Or just Google Teen Block. I think even if you spell it differently, it'll probably still come up, Teen Block Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Anything else either of you want to say?
Thanks for having us.
I'm really proud of the work you're doing, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds. And I think you've picked really great topics. So thanks so
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so excited to see what they do. That's Griffin Shaywood and Maisie Johnson from Pittsburgh Kappa and Shadyside Academy, respectively. And I hope we'll get a chance to hear, sort of keep up to date with them as we go on.